Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Felipe Alou. Batting second. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting third. The shortstop, Darryl Spencer. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Orlando Cepeda. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bob Schmidt. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jim Davenport. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Eddie Bresciud. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ruben Gomez. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Ruben Gomez. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The left fielder, Bob Thurman. Batting third. The right fielder, Jerry Lynch. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Crowe. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Don Hook. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ed Bailey. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Gus Bell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Brooks Lawrence. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Brooks Lawrence. And now, play ball. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou takes first base on ball four. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alou moves to third. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it and throws to second for the out. Alou scores. One out. It's 1-0, Giants. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Temple catches it and throws to first to double up Spencer. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Thurman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thurman strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Giants, 1, Reds, 1. George Crowe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowe hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Reds 1. The Giants will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Crowe scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wagner for the out. One out. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Schmidt. The throw from Bailey and he is out, McMillan applying the tag. Two outs. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bell. Davenport reaches second base with a double. Eddie Bresciud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresciud strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Don Hook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hook hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a pop-up towards third. Davenport settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hoke moves to second. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan takes first base on ball four. Hoke moves to third. Bell moves to second. Brooks Lawrence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawrence hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hoke scores. Bell moves to third. McMillan moves to second. It's 2-1, Reds. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-1 in the game. Temple strikes out. Two outs. Bob Thurman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thurman is 0-1 in the game. Thurman hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Mays. Thurman reaches second base with a double. Bell scores. McMillan scores. Lawrence moves to third. It's 4-1, Reds. Stu Miller now pitching. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 1-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lynch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Stu Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lawrence fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Mays hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Spencer hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-3, Reds. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0-1 in the game. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-1 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cepeda moves to second. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Schmidt hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Giants 3. The Reds will come to bat. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 0-1 in the game. Crow strikes out. One out. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Hoke hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bressuit settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-1 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cepeda scoops it up and throws to first, with Miller covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Davenport hits a fly ball into right field. Lynch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Bresut is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresut is 0 for 1 in the game. Bresut hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Stu Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller takes first base on ball 4. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Alou strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Giants 3. The Reds will come to bat. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, McMillan is called out on strikes. Two outs. Brooks Lawrence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawrence is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lawrence hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Mays hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Spencer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cepeda hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-4, Giants. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willard Schmidt now pitching. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Wagner moves to second. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Schmidt hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Davenport is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Reds 4. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 2 in the game. Temple strikes out. One out. Bob Thurman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thurman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Thurman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Alou. Thurman reaches second base with a double. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Lynch hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bresut settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 0 for 2 in the game. Crow hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Reds 4. The Giants will come to bat. Eddie Bresut is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresut is 0 for 2 in the game. Bresut hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stu Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Miller is called out on strikes. One out. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan misplays the ball. That's an error on McMillan. Bresut moves to second. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schmidt fields it and throws to first for the out. Bresut moves to third. Alou moves to second. Two outs. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schmidt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Reds 4. The Reds will come to bat. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hoke hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 2 in the game. Bailey hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bresut scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Reds 4. The Giants will come to bat. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cepeda hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Wagner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Schmidt hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Davenport hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Reds 4. The Reds will come to bat. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Willard Schmidt. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 3 in the game. Temple hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Thurman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thurman is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Thurman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Alou. Thurman reaches second base with a double. There goes Temple trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Thurman moves to third. Two outs. Marv Grissom now pitching. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lynch strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Reds 4. The Giants will come to bat. Hal Jeffcoat now pitching. Eddie Bresut is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresut is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bresut hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Marv Grissom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grissom is called out on strikes. Two outs. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Reds 4. The Reds will come to bat. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 0-for-3 in the game. Crow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bresut scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hoke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-3 in the game. Bailey hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Reds 4. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Mays hits a fly ball into right field. Lynch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Spencer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Cepeda hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Reds 4. The Reds will come to bat. Whitey Lockman now playing left field. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bresut misplays the ball. That's an error on Bresut. DeFondi pinch runs for Gus Bell. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McMillan bunts towards first. Cepeda scoops it up and throws to first, with Bresut covering, for the out. Fondi moves to second. One out. Walt Dropo pinch hits for Hal Jeffcoat. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Mixes pinch runs for Walt Dropo. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Temple hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mays, who is chasing the ball. Temple reaches third base with a triple. Fondi scores. Mixes goes all the way around to score. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 6, and San Francisco Giants, 5. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.